Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Paul Henderson, the head of client delivery at the data company. Paul, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me.
Tony, thank you for the opportunity. Much appreciated.
Great stuff. Paul, I don't have to mention to you that probably everything that we do nowadays in any company has got some connection with collecting data, using, storing, optimizing, all of those sort of things. It's sort of the lifeblood of any business, basically. And you guys are at the center of it all. You deal with data, you're data specialists. And in this particular case, we're talking about migration of data, and we're talking about your initiative called Migrate Finium. And maybe we can just start off with you just giving us a little bit of a heads up as to where does the concept of Migrate Finium come from?
Cool, thanks, Tony. So Migrate Finium was born out of the fact that one of the principal challenges that organizations face is dealing with legacy systems, whether it be through acquisition or the like, right? So all these systems are characterized by outdated tech and data quality issues. And what organizations struggle to do is to extract the insight from this data as it becomes complex, right? And it inhibits their ability to operate effectively. So we identified an opportunity to develop a solution, which we call Migrate Finium. And not only just the technological side of it, but also the applicable skill set in and around that technology that when put together would allow organizations to overcome this challenge of trying to consolidate all their data into one sort of centralized place and or eradicate some of the data quality issues experienced sort of as a result of having multiple systems that were outdated or not supported anymore in that respect. So that's essentially how it was born out. And a lot of our work is spent within the migration space and using this application and our applicable toolset to help organizations to achieve this outcome, to essentially review the data, allow them to review the data and make informed insight off the back of that data.
So how does the service actually work other than what you normally do as the data company? You know, where does it fit into the whole data management process and strategy?
So Migrate Finium is powered by our data platform, Data Finium, which is an incredibly advanced and highly flexible data platform. And it also functions as an intelligent sort of data hub. And it allows us the opportunity to collate all the organization's data into one central place. And off the back of that, we look at the data and transform the data against the business rules that have been articulated by the customer. So a simple example of which would be, you know, where a application may have a gender equal to M and Y, where a target application would have a one or a two associated with it. So it's writing those simple business rules to allow the organizations to fit that data into sort of the target operating model. So the integral component of it is Data Finium, as I referenced, but another integral component is to Migrate Finium is InfoFinium. So what a customer wants to do is not only get their data centralized and transferring their data and cleansing that data, but it's also about the opportunity to reconcile that data. So it's one thing about a simple example would be how many policies do I have now, right, in my source application versus how many policies will I have in the future? But not only just the policy number count, also the actual transaction volume associated with that. So does premium equal X in my source system and does premium equal X in my target system? So essentially that. So our solution integrates seamlessly with various systems, including several financial planning tools, customer relationship management systems, and other third-party sources. And we do this by using sort of pre-built APIs against these popular systems to accelerate the integration. And where we don't have APIs, we'll build them and we'll plug them in seamlessly to the Migrate Finium application, which enables us to save the time, effort, on a particular migration and help the organization undergo this data transformation process. That's in essence, you asked about the strategy piece, and that's the technology aspect, right? But we're very big sort of believers in technology's enabler, and that's essentially what it is. But it's essential to have the sort of people and the processes in and around that. Mm-hmm. So through the vast amounts of experience that we've built up over the years, right, in terms of migration design, migration build, migration delivery, we've honed a specific methodology to deliver against this expectation. So enabling sort of people, processing, technology, all to be in one particular place to ensure that we arrive at success.
Okay, yeah, now that was exactly what I was going to ask you. Where do the people fit in? Because it's not just a tool. It's there's a whole service that backs up that tool. Because as you answered in the beginning of your question, there's a lot of work going in to work with the data before the tool is actually even used.
That's 100%, right? So every business has got its specific business rules, and we rely on the individuals within the organization to help define what those business rules and business logic needs to be. And together we work as a cohesive unit in conjunction with the business to deliver on the initiative. We can't do it by ourselves, and we need the business to be on board to help us in that respect. So making sure that we understand those processes, making sure that we have the right people in the right places, and then importing that knowledge into the application to arrive at an end outcome.
Absolutely. So now looking at this, and you mentioned a whole bunch of things, sort of almost like areas that you're targeting to assist with challenges in terms of data migration, all of those sort of things. And my question then is, what are the main risks that companies face, or the main issues when it comes to data migration and making sure that that data is actually almost better usable where you take it than it was before?
So I think both issues and risks, I think, is probably fair to say. So from an issue perspective, with all these archaic sort of applications, all these bespoke systems, data quality is probably the biggest challenge and or biggest issue that an organization would face. But we see that as an opportunity, because a migration allows the organization to right some of those wrongs. It allows the organization to transform some of that historical data into fit for purpose data, so they can leverage that sort of clean data moving forward. So whilst it's an issue, it does provide an opportunity to be successful by cleansing that and going through that particular process. And one of the biggest risks, I think, two stand to mind. One is my data safe, right? Am I going to be compliant? Is there going to be any data leakage? People's personal data going to get out into the market? So we ensure, and by virtue of us being sort of ISO 27001 compliant, that every engagement that we embark upon, we ensure adherence to POPIA, GDPR, and other sort of regulatory sort of requirements as defined by the different geographies. So that's one aspect of it. And then what the customers want to ensure is that what I have at the start of the process through transformation, an improvement of which gives me an end output, which is equivalent to what goes in at the start. So through our Infofinium application, we've created a reporting layer on the top, which essentially says, okay, cool, as referenced, do we have 1,000 policies now? Do we have 1,000 policies at the end? And it could be claims, it could be policies, it could be underwriting, it could be any of that stuff, right? And not only that, but the financial aspect is important to customers too, to make sure that what I have in terms of underwritten premium is the same as what I've got once I've completed the migration process. So for me, in a nutshell, data quality is the biggest issue, and the risks pertain to reconciliation, as well as making sure that the solution is compliant with respect to regulations.
So Paul, thanks for that. My sort of closing question then, linking up to that, is are you seeing that people are taking this sort of thing more seriously and managing and handling it in a more professional way than rather just have the normal IT guys manage that? And I'm not saying the IT guys are bad or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, they're not specialists in that sort of field.
I think we've paid school fees over the years, through our collective sort of ventures into different organizations. So we've learned a lot as we've sort of progressed in our respective careers. So we've seen a lot of migrations over our time. And through that sort of understanding and knowledge, people believe in our ability. We've got a successful track record in terms of migrating data. And it's not the easiest task in the world. So a lot of organizations are inclined to sort of go to third parties to get them to do that. And we're good at it. So that bodes well for us. And yeah, happy to pursue them moving forward, you know, and happy to bring that experience to the table. So yeah, definitely see people reaching out. It's not the easiest thing in the world, and we're good at it. So yeah.
Yeah, one can easily drop the ball, and it's a big problem then.
Yeah. Great.
Perfect. Paul, thank you so much. It was great chatting to you again. And yeah, if I don't speak to you again, have a good festive season and see you in the new year.
Thank you. And to you and your family too, Tony. Appreciate it. Thank you.